You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you from Liberty Ford in Brunswick, Center Road. We want to encourage you to come on out and say hello to us. We've got free Arby's food in the showroom. All right, not only do you have these beautiful Ford vehicles sitting here, some with red ribbons on them, but you have free Arby's food. While it lasts, come on out and join us for that. Dave Wallabaugh is here, former Brown center, signing autographs. We've got giveaways and such, and Dave will be on the show with us in a little bit as well to get his perspective on the current Browns. But Nathan Zagura with us back at our studio in Berea, along with Megan Rock. She is there tweeting during the show, and she will also be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that you will see on our website at the end of the day. That's why it's called the Daily Wrap, highlights of the show. But we want to give you some perspective on the Chicago Bears, the Browns' opponent Sunday at First Energy Stadium. And a good friend who covers that team for the Chicago Tribune does a great job. He is Brad Biggs. Brad, I want to start right with the news of the day. And I think your partner there at the Trib, Rich Campbell, reporting that Jay Cutler is going to start Sunday against the Browns. Is that what you know right now?
Yeah, barring something completely unexpected at this point, Jay Cutler will be the starter after missing the previous four games with a high ankle sprain.
What are your thoughts on that? A good idea, bad idea? Give me some opinion here.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a risky move by Mark Trestman when you consider how hot Josh McCown has been for the Bears and his offense lately, but they're fully committed to Jay Cutler as the quarterback. That has been the plan all along, that when he was medically cleared to return, that he would be the guy. And he's practicing right now in the bubble here because it's so it's ridiculously cold here today. And they're gearing up for Cutler to make a return. You know, he's missed five games this year. He had a groin muscle tear that forced him to miss a game earlier this season. And then he came back and suffered the ankle injury. So he's going to be back out there, and they feel like he gives them the best opportunity to win.
Brad, last time he came back, Jay Cutler got injured and couldn't finish the game. This time, did you think one of the reasons they feel so comfortable going back to him is that they took maybe that extra time to make sure that he was 100% healthy?
I don't know about that. I think it's a situation where high ankle sprains take a while. You know, you're not going to come back from one of those in 2 or 3 weeks. Those can be 4 to 6 week injuries. They can be much longer than that. You know, Sam Bradford had one a couple years ago in St. Louis, and he missed, I want to say, about the final half of the season, and they talked during training camp about how he still wasn't 100%. You know, some people say you'd almost be better off with a broken leg than a high ankle sprain because the bone's got to heal up yeah, more quickly and more thoroughly, but you know, they feel like he's ready to go, and he'll be out there.
Brad Biggs, our guest from the Chicago Tribune on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here at Liberty Ford in Brunswick. Come on out and see us. Free Arby's food and giveaways, all kinds of good stuff going on here. Brad, I want to ask you this. With regard to the fact that Jay Cutler has missed that time, as you say, four games, and this game is so much about timing, the strength of this Bears team, the ability to throw the football, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey being the best receiving tandem in the NFL. Can you see him developing that necessary timing that McCown has gotten down over the time that Cutler has been gone right away? Do you hit the ground running because you're Jay Cutler, or do you, you know, just knowing his history, do you think there could be some issues with that?
Well, that's the million-dollar question right now, Vic. But when you consider that starting quarterback gets all the reps and Jay's been the starter for the vast majority of the season, he's got a rapport with those receivers. You know, I think he'll come out and be in pretty good shape. But he's got to play well because things were really clicking with McCown. I mean, he's NFC Offensive Player of the Week this week for his big performance against the Cowboys. And he's really played well throughout.
Alshon Jeffrey is a guy who has gone to the next level this season. Two of the top eight receivers in terms of yardage are on the Chicago Bears, both over 1,000. Jeffrey currently number five. Talk about a little bit about his ascension and what's made him such a difference maker in his second season.
Well, Alshon Jeffrey is a guy who, entering the draft last year, there were a lot of questions about his, you know, his weight. and how he took care of himself and how committed he was. And he's been in terrific shape. We did a lot of work with Marshall in the off season, and Marshall kind of coached him up on nutrition and things like that, and it's made a difference. I mean, it's not an issue for him anymore. He's a big guy. He's physical, and he's just got incredible hands. You know, John Gruden was raving about his catch radius the other night because he's long arms, he's tall, but really powerful, strong hands, and he's been outstanding for them.
Brad Biggs, our guest from the Chicago Tribune on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Brad, we heard Rob Chudzinski say this earlier in the week in his news conference, and I've heard this said by others, that really the key to that offense, as much as we will talk a lot about Jeffrey and about Marshall and this passing game, whoever's at quarterback, but the running game and Matt Forte being really the key to that offense. Give me your sense of why that would be the perception.
Well, I think the big passing numbers that they put up this season have kind of overshadowed a career best year for Forte. He's on pace for close to 1,300 yards rushing, 1,250 or so, which would be a career high. He's on pace for a career high in touchdowns, and he's been terrific out of the backfield as a receiver. I think when you talk about yards from scrimmage, I want to say he's number three in the NFL right now. So Forte is sort of, he's been the guy who gets it started, kind of like Charlie Garner used to be back in the day for the Raiders. And Forte's filled that role and done it very well.
Matt Forte, one of the great dual threat backs in the NFL, getting his due and thriving in the Mark Trestman offense as they've decided to use him again as a pass catcher more this season than they had in the past too, and he's responded very well to that. Let me ask you about the other side of the ball, though. This is a Bears defense that's been much maligned due to injury. Talk about the health of maybe Lance Briggs. Could he return this week? And also about this run defense that has been, over the last, 6 to 8 weeks, basically historically bad.
Yeah, this is they're on pace to have the worst run defense in franchise history. They're getting really crushed up front, whether they put 7 in the box or 8 in the box, or against the Vikings, 9 in the box. Nothing's really working. Briggs is doing a little bit in practice today, but I don't think he will play Sunday. He's coming back from a broken bone in his shoulder. This will probably be the 7th game he's missed, and they've got just too many rookies and street free agents in the front 7 right now to play consistent defense.
Mark Trestman has had such a terrific year as head coach, his first season, and replacing a guy in Lovie Smith who won 10 games there as a head coach. And that was an enormous challenge coming back from the Canadian Football League. Yeah, he had been in the NFL as an assistant, but got some training as a head coach there. What are you seeing from him that has worked so well? Besides the fact that he's had the magic touch with the quarterbacks, being the quarterback whisperer, as he's being referred to, especially Josh McCown stepping in and keeping the season upright after Jay Cutler's injury. What else can we talk about that gives us a sense of how well Trestman has done as a head coach?
Well, I think he's remained even keeled, and he talks about each week about how it's a one game season, and they have and he's doing something every coach does. This isn't unique, but he doesn't want to dwell on a victory, and he doesn't want to dwell on a loss. So it's back to work each Monday. They try to learn from what they just experienced, and they try to get better. And so they've had some ups and downs. They had a 3-0 start to the season. Since then, they haven't won in consecutive weeks this year. So that's been a problem. They haven't been able to get on a roll again, but they've had a couple lopsided losses, some bad ones. And they've done their best with all the injuries to not let those things, kind of compile and hit a real bad losing skid.
Well, all right, Brad, thank you so much for taking the time with us to break it down. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday at First Energy Stadium, my friend.
Appreciate it. Take care, Vic. Have a great day.
All right. Yes, you too. Travel safe. He is Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune. Does an outstanding job of covering that Bears team. You want more Bears updates, go to the Trib's website to see all that's going on with that football team as they prepare to face the Cleveland Browns Sunday. Vic Carucci with you from Liberty Ford in Brunswick. My partner, my buddy, Nathan Zagura in the Dog Bowl in Berea. At the top of the hour, we're going to do another giveaway, as we've done, these contest giveaways where you call the contest line. Dave DiNatale will manage that from the studio, and people will be calling up. We won't tell you what caller it is yet in terms of that, but the gift is a Browns swag bag, and it's going to have a lot of cool stuff in it that you're going to want to win, a Browns swag bag.
Swag.
Some swag will be available to you at the top of the hour or thereabouts. And, Dave, what is that contest line number that they call?
The contest line is 216-583-9567. Don't call now.
Don't call it now.
Don't call now.
Don't do it.
Of course they will. It's ringing, isn't it?
Oh,
it's ringing.
Of course it is.
Yeah. But don't call now. Just be ready. We're giving you the number to give you that sense of preparation, and then we'll give you, you know, what number you have to be as a caller to get in and do this. Also, when you come out here to Liberty Ford in Brunswick, you got to check out all the great Ford vehicles that are here and deal with the friendly folks and the sales staff here that are waiting to work with you, and they're already working with several customers that I can see. But also, there are giveaways here, or you can register, by the way, to be eligible to win a Jordan Cameron autographed football. That's here. And you can win that. There's going to be the drawing later from our ticket department, but you can get in on that now. And then there are some immediate giveaways for you, including some free coffee coupons from Circle K, free food from Arby's. How about that? A table full of Arby's sandwiches are here available. Come on in and get something to eat. Just do that and say hello. That's all you got to do. There's no obligation. Just come in and say hi and grab a sandwich. All right, we've got much more coming up on CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR.